Welcome to the fourth and last installment of a mini-series on the American folk song Tom Dooley. As the tensions and contradictions of folk music becoming commercialized and mainstream became a heated debate, many found them to be petty and somewhat ridiculous arguments. In this installment, we will encounter some humor and parody that came as a result of the folk revival debates that often resulted in musicians being deemed as fake lore, pop lore, or just plain bad. According to Robert Cantwell, after the release of Tom Dooley by the Kingston Trio in 1958, folk songs and original songs conceived and performed as such enjoyed an unprecedented commercial popularity, as it inspired thousands of young middle-class men and women to learn songs and accompany themselves on folk instruments. Soon they began to search for authentic folk musicians and attempted to acquire sensibilities compatible with the rural, ethnic, proletarian, and other marginal cultures to whom the folk song was supposedly belonged to. This led to many already commercially recorded genres such as blues, old time, bluegrass, early swing, and jug band and country. This led to many already commercially recorded genres such as blues, old time, bluegrass, early jazz and swing, jug band, and country western to be regarded as folk music. This was the post-war folk revival, a moment of obscurity after the war that opened the immense resources of folk song to the young, where they were able to make it their own. However, old folk collectors, performers, scholars, and purists were not having it when many Americans started performing folk music in their own style. Alan Lomax, a folk song collector who recorded countless singers and musicians around the U.S. in the 1930s, published a famous article in Sing Out magazine in 1959. In the article, he criticized the city youngsters, which he referred to as folkniks, to be stripping the folk songs of their origins and contexts, as they do not have the experience or pain to execute a nuanced performance. In response, John Cohen also had an article published in the same issue of Sing Out. He wrote a defense for the city folk singers. He points out that Alan Lomax misunderstood the term folknik, which Israel Young coined as a less than complimentary characterization of annoying people on the fringes of the folk song world. Cohen proposes the term city billy, as the city folks appreciate folk music and argues that they too develop an emotional connection and intensity when they learn and perform folk songs. The folk revival sparked many debates of who, how, and why folk music should be performed. As a result, many found the claims to be ridiculous and at times humorous.
We'd like to do at this time a song that my brother wrote. This is original song my brother wrote 5 years ago. My brother wrote this song in a fit of creative passion and genius. My brother wrote this song. And we only performed it, my brother and myself, only 3 times. We performed this song 3 times, and it was immediately stolen from us by this other commercial crass. Was stolen from us by this other commercial crass group that stole the song. They never acknowledged.
Now, Tommy, don't
they
go
just
into
stole
that.
The song
no.
from my younger
Tom,
brother.
Don't go into that. It's just embarrassing to say.
The Smothers Brothers were American musicians and comedians who were known for their performances of folk songs, which would often lead to humorous and entertaining arguments. They performed a parody of Tom Dooley that indirectly comments on the debates of authenticity and commercialization.
I said, you mean the Virgin Edition. We'll sing it in the Virgin Edition.
I don't know what that means.
Come on.
Edition, I don't know what it means.
Edition?
We like to do it to original Virgin.
No, just sing it. Sing it.
Ready?
I'm ready.
I knew he'd be ridiculed.
Yeah. throughout history, there's been the story of the internal triangle.
This particular
eternal triangle. This particular internal triangle concerned a condemned man named Tom Crudely, a man named Jason, and another man named Sally Jean Johnson.
The brothers present a satirical argument that they have their original pure version of Tom Dooley, yet everyone in the audience is familiar with Kingston Trio's recording, so not only did the brothers not write it, the trio also did not steal it. The song is a folk song that has been shared since the late 19th century. They even over-exaggerate their claim by using the word virgin. Yet many know there is no such thing as an original or virgin edition of folk songs, that are as they are carried throughout generations in various guises and forms. As the folk revival debates were open to parody, director Christopher Guest decided to produce the mockumentary A Mighty Wind, where three eclectic folk bands that are definitely modeled after some of the major folk revival bands come together for the first time in decades following the death of their manager to put on a reunion concert in his honor. As a result, debates from the folk revival pop up as the bands bicker over songs, sound, style, and costume. Similar to the Smothers Brothers parody performance of Tom Dooley, where they asserted they had their original version, a scene from A Mighty Wind reveals the reaction of the folksmen when they hear the new Main Street singers singing one of their songs.
My mother was the cold north wind. My daddy was the son of a railroad man from west of hell, where the trains don't even run.
The 2003 mockumentary continuously satirizes the commercialization and commodification of the folk revival. None of the groups are safe from being the butt of the joke, as they fall into the trap of being commercial clones who put out performances of overly romanticized pseudo-balladry. The groups still attempted to define their opposing stances on the folk debate. However, they ended up contradicting themselves, falling back into the commercial hole they tried climbing out of.
It's going to help us here. I think it's very clear what we do.
What's that?
I'm going to suggest we be bold.
Yeah, let's hear it.
We open with Wandering.
Did you miss the last couple of minutes? They're currently butchering. You turn it back up again. You want to hear it?
We give the audience a choice. We say you can enjoy a toothpaste commercial, or you want
no,
to
I don't folk think, music.
I think they've already brushed their teeth by that time. It's not even
here's the
germane.
Here's the thing. You can't have on a bill, especially a folk bill, you cannot have two people doing the same song.
Right.
It doesn't work.
Right.
They're just going to be flat out confused.
Right. Never did no wandering after.
Of course it's ridiculous that the folksmen are clueless how the new Main Street singers knew the same folk song, as folk songs are often widely circulated and available through books, recordings, and living people. Here the critiques of bubblegum pop come up, as the new Main Street singers include dramatic dynamic changes and smooth harmonies typical of the groups who were deemed pop lore. Many folk musicians and audiences enjoyed the film, with the only critique being that it was not funny enough. It did not need to include more serious topics of the debate, including politics and race, because it was only meant to provide a one-dimensional view of the folk phenomenon. Thus, it helps us think about the history of the folk revival on a lighter term and within the context of its modernity and commercialization. The parodies participate in what Roland Barthes called Operation Margarine. It reveals the pettiness, injustices, and natural imperfection of the folk revival to save it from being discounted. Thus, the parodies and the humor that was a result of the folk music revival of the post-war era offers a look into the tensions and contradictions that arose around debates of authenticity and commercialization. Thanks for listening to this podcast miniseries on the American folk song Tom Dooley.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Poor boy, you're bound to die. Poor boy, you're bound to die. Poor boy, you're bound to die.
Oh boy, you're bound to die.